Hi, everyone. Welcome to Some Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Birch, your host today, of just bringing you some positive things to add to your day of busyness and effectiveness. And here we go.
We want to say thank you to the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale, Open 8 Genetics, for advertising here on The Good Stuff. Their sale, of course, was April the 12th, but just a big thank you to those guys out of Baker, Montana.
And are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secret of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets.
We want to remind everybody that Cowboy Poetry and Old West Days featured here in Valentine coming up April 25th through the 28th. It's the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Yep, it's a new date, so make your reservations and get down here for Old West Days. Go to oldwestdays.net. Old traditions, new beginnings. It's the same great event, just a different date. So mark that on your calendars.
And Mike, I think it's a perfect month to have it because rumor has it that April is Cowboy Poetry Month. So that's perfect. Hey, plan to attend the Grand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale this Friday. That's right, folks. That translates to tomorrow at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. They concentrate on the basics, taking good care of the foundation. Many bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. The lunch is at noon and the sale starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the four-year guarantee.
Here's a thought for today. There's a moral to this story, so pay attention.
Okay.
There is a story about an old farmer who grew discontent with his farm. He complained about the lake on his property that always needed to have the fish thinned out. The rolling hills made it more difficult for him to run the fence rows. Sometimes he couldn't even see his cows because they had so much territory to cover. At night, it was so dark it was hard to walk from the barn back to his house. He decided to sell the place and move somewhere really nice. He called a realtor and made plans to sell the property. A few days later, he picked up the local paper looking for a new place, but his eye caught an ad for a lovely country home in an ideal location, quiet and peaceful. It was soft rolling hills, a pristine lake stocked with bass, a classic barn surrounded by natural flowers and soft grass, and came complete with a wonderful herd of Black Angus cows. It was just close enough to a small town to be convenient, but far enough out to be uncluttered by city lights, traffic, and noise. He read the ad a second time, then a third time, before realizing the realtor had given her description of the place he currently owned. He called her and told her to cancel the ad. He said, "I've changed my mind. I've been looking for a place like this all my life."
Isn't that funny? Sometimes we spend so much time looking at other things and thinking we want things different, and we just need to be happy where we're at. Hey, like I talked about just a minute ago, I hear that it's Cowboy Poetry Month in April, and so I've got a poem. This is Bruce Kiskaden, and it's called The Time to Decide. Did you ever stand on the ledges on the brink of the Great Plateau and look from their jagged edges on the country that lay below? When your vision met no resistance and nothing to stop your gaze, till the mountain peaks in the distance stood wrapped in a purple haze. On the winding water courses and the trails on the mountain sides, where you guided your patient horses on your long and lonesome rides. When you saw Earth's open pages and you seemed to understand, as you gazed on the work of ages, rugged and rough, but grand. There the things that you thought were strongest and the things you thought were great and for which you had striven longest seemed to carry but little weight. While the things that were always near, the things that you thought were small, seemed to stand out grander and clearer as you looked from the mountain wall. While you're gazing on such a vision and your outlook is clear and wide, if you have to make a decision, that's the time and place to decide. Although you return to the city and mingle again with the throng, though your heart may be softened by pity or bitter from strife and wrong, though others should laugh in derision and the voice of the past grow dim, yet stick to the cool decision that you made on the mountain's rim. That kind of goes pretty close to what yours was.
Kind of a similar there, yeah.
Yeah, very much. Didn't see that coming. Anyway.
Oh, that's a good one by Bruce Kiskaden.
There you go.
And what's it called?
It's called The Time to Decide here in Cowboy Poetry Month, the month of April.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.